Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 9th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Lately, we've been in the book of Acts, and I'm loving it. I love this book. Today we're in Acts chapter 4, verses 34 through 35. Then we skip on over to chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. We're going to finish our reading in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 11. Well, Ananias and Sapphira lied about how much money they were giving. What do you think the consequences would be? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 4. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. But there was a certain man named Ananias who, with his wife Sapphira, sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Then Peter said to Ananias, "Why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not sell, as you wished. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God." As soon as Ananias heard those words, he fell to the floor and died. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Some young men got up, wrapped him in a sheet, and took him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in. Not knowing what had happened, Peter asked her, "Was this the price you and your husband received for your land?" "Yes," she replied, "that was the price." And Peter said, "How could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they will carry you out too." Instantly, she fell to the floor and died. When the young man came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear swept the entire church and everyone else who heard what had happened. Wow. Amazing. It wasn't wrong that Ananias and Sapphira gave only a part of their money to the church. But what was wrong is saying that they had given the full price. Ananias and Sapphira thought they could get away with lying and still look good in the eyes of the people, but they couldn't fool the Holy Spirit, and both of them died for lying. This story shows how much God values the truth. Lying is very serious, but God has commanded us to tell the truth, and we should take this command very seriously. This is what Leviticus 19 says. Do not steal, do not deceive, do not cheat one another. We serve a holy and a merciful God who wants us to be people of truth for our sake and for His honor. And we can do that if we want to. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to do that. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. And you remember this. You remember that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.